This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How about something nice for the house? I'm David Brancaccio. The professional forecasters were thinking the COVID variant would drag down retail sales. Wrong. The data today for August show a sharp bounce upward, plus 0.7%. Diane Swong, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, says we were traveling less, but spending more on our homes and in our homes.
Huge pivot back to online spending after we saw a contraction in July as consumers were stepping out to CNBC, and we saw them pull back on that effort in the month of August and spend online, and that surged, was the largest single category to surge during the month. We also saw a pickup in back-to-school demand at big box discounters. Spending at grocery stores also came back at the same time that spending after adjusting for inflation at restaurants and bars actually fell, and also spending at gas stations after adjusting for the sharp increases we saw in prices at the pump during the month, actually fell.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm David Brancaccio. The latest hurdle in the fight over President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure package involves the administration's effort to lower the cost of prescription drugs. Specifically, it's about allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Many Republicans announced and Democrats do not like this, nor do drug companies. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The Biden administration wants to expand Medicare, but that has to be paid for. The House version of the $3.5 trillion bill would link the prices Medicare pays for some drugs to what they sell for in certain other countries. A recent study by the RAND Corporation found that U.S. drug prices are about 250% of prices in other developed nations. This proposal could save an estimated $500 billion over a decade. Three Democrats on a key House committee voted against the measure. Another committee voted to keep it alive, but its chances in the Senate are unclear. And drug companies, which are big political donors, really don't like this. They say allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices would lead to less money for research and development. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
When I was just a lad on the radio and Jimmy Carter was president, the local savings bank advertised it would give you 5.25% interest for a normal savings account. Now, these days, look around, maybe you'll get 0.5% from the bank. The cheap and ready answer as to why interest rates are so low these days is they've been engineered lower to provide cheaper borrowing in this pandemic emergency. But really, interest rates have also been quite low for years. And among the new theories for this, the widening gap between rich and poor. Here to explain is Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hey there.
Hi, David.
The guardians of interest rates are keeping interest rates low as a stimulus to spur the economy. Okay, we talk about that every day. But also the fact that the baby boom or older is contributing to these low interest rates, you think?
Right, because interest rates have been coming down for a longer period of time than the pandemic or even the 2008-2009 Great Recession. So think baby boomers, right? They're saving in anticipation of needing money in their later years. And a lot of that money goes into fixed income securities, you know, like bonds and money market funds. So higher retirement savings rates by boomers and their peers elsewhere in the world, that puts downward pressure on rates. And if this idea is essentially right, David, you know, we're probably not that far from the day when rates could start climbing higher as boomers spend down their savings in retirement to maintain their standard of living.
Right, because people, when they get older, take a more conservative approach. They tend to buy bonds. Demand for bonds means interest rates don't have to be so high to get buyers for those bonds, and interest rates then come down. But when central bankers met late this summer, not quite in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, it was a virtual meeting, there is an interesting paper that added a new wrinkle to this that you've been reading.
Right. They put the onus on rising income inequality. The rich are getting richer. And the economists estimate that the top 10% accounted for 30% to 40% of total private savings in the U.S. over the past quarter century. So much of that money went into bonds and other fixed income securities, which in turn drove interest rates down.
And the further irony that if you're not wealthy and you're just trying to eke by on the little that you have saved, these low interest rates hurt you because you're not getting the returns you need to live.
Right. But if you are wealthy and you own real estate, equities, they have been soaring in value. And one of the reasons why is this low interest rate environment that we're in. So there are a couple implications of this, David. I mean, one is, well, maybe we're in a low rate environment for a longer period of time than we're thinking. But more importantly, rising income inequality is a much bigger threat to America's standard of living than aging boomers.
All right. The views of Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you so much for helping us with this.
Thanks a lot, David.
I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.